Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, TGIF. Yes, it's Freddie, and we're going to be going out today and starting the show with just a great, great batch of information. If you've been in relationships, your life you feel has gone into the toilet, you wonder if there's ever hope, if there is a light at the end of that tunnel of love that you went into and found out that all the lights turned out in the process of going through it. Well, there is. But my guest today is Michelle Majors. She has put together a book, From Breakup to Wake Up, and she was with me at the Northwest Women's Show last weekend, and we had a chance to interact with audience there. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's a delight having you, and it's even more fun because I was able to meet with you one-on-one, which I don't often have the privilege of doing with my guests. But you are right here in the Pacific Northwest, and we had a chance to, you might say, share a bit of a speaking platform last Friday, a week ago. And your book is just delightful to be able to talk about, but I want my listeners to know a little bit about you. You're the president of Strut Image Consulting.
Yes.
And this is an image awareness firm. And this is what your life is all about, is image. And you like to teach men and women very effective techniques so that they can look at their behaviors, their attitudes, and inner desires. And it includes dealing with wardrobe and an overall awareness of image. Now, that to me was really wonderful, and you dressed so attractively for the show,
and
I think you presented yourself so well. So you really like to see people exhibiting their beauty so that when they are about the business of living, just being who they are, they're going to shine, and that is really very, very special. You like to empower them with self-discovery. Now, your book, From Breakup to Wake Up, I know because we chatted about this a week ago at the Women's Show, this is all about really getting yourself together, the ABCs of being able to get your life together after everything gets mucked up. But you are going to have to share with my audience a bit of your own personal story, if you don't mind.
Absolutely not. I love it. I've shared it so much now. It does, every time I share it, it actually forwards the, you know, the healing, and hopefully I'm excited that it would make a difference for somebody, anybody else out there. My story is really interesting because I was actually best friends with a man for 7 years. And, you know, after 7 years of being friends, we came up with the brilliant idea that, you know, aren't you supposed to marry your best friend? Aren't you supposed to spend your life with the person who knows you the best inside and out? Well, we soon discovered not necessarily so. Sometimes best friends should just remain best friends and stay in that lane. But we actually tried to cross into the lane of, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend, romantic partnership. I moved my life from, we met in Chicago, we were friends, and he had moved to New York. And 2 years after he moved, we made this decision that I would then move, and then we would become boyfriend and girlfriend and build a relationship, an intimate relationship. So I packed up my life and shut down all of the things I had going in Chicago to not only expand my image consulting business in New York, but also primarily to pursue this relationship. And I would say about 7 months after I got there, we were on the train one morning, and he just said, I don't want to do this anymore. And that was the beginning of the end for me, those words. And I was sitting there trying to figure out what he was saying, because it couldn't be what I thought he was saying. So basically, he was ending the relationship right there on the A train one cold January morning. And within 2 weeks, there was the new girlfriend that he was, you know, I'm putting my fingers in quotes now, out with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were very much open in their relationship now. And he and I still lived together while I was trying to figure out what was going on, where was I to go, was I going to go back to Chicago, was I going to come back home to Seattle, who am I now? And when your best friend, when the person that you normally turn to becomes the, you know, public enemy number one, and so not only did I not have this relationship, but I didn't even have my best friend to turn to, it was just a very hard thing to have to go through. And for the first time in my life, I had really made a decision to put both feet in and give 110% because
mm-hmm.
I trusted him and I did love him. And, you know, he was my everything. And so there you go. So now I'm out here in New York and I don't know what I'm doing out here. Why, how did I get here? And he has the new girlfriend. And I guess the straw, one of the final straw, there were many pieces of straw, obviously, but the final straw was when he asked me not to come home so that he can invite his new girlfriend over to our home.
Crush, crush, crush.
You know, and we'll throw a little salt in it since, you know, the wound is wide open there. So it just got worse and worse, and I knew that there was no possible way to communicate or to get him to understand, you know, how I was feeling. And he just couldn't. He just didn't want to. I asked him, and he said, you know, I don't want to get in your world, and I don't want to help you heal. I can't do that. I'm with somebody else now, and that's where I want to focus. So, you know, I was left. So I ended up coming back to Seattle. I packed a minivan full of stuff, as much stuff as I could pack in New York, and drove from New York to Chicago, picked up a girlfriend, and she drove me from Chicago to Seattle. And I haven't looked back. And as a result of that, I did a lot of journaling, and the journal produced what is now known as the book, From Breakup to Wake Up.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's so good to be able to share one's personal story, because when we are evolving through life, there's no such thing as about a straight line. It just doesn't exist. And we have all of these different zigzags that we go through, and you're going to one day meet your Mr. Wonderful that
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a terrific association with. But there's a number of things you bring out in your book. So I'm going to bounce around your book now, From Breakup to Wake Up. The habit of him, you brought that out, and I thought, that is so significant.
Mm.
You know, here you had known this man for 7 years, you had been very good friends, and gee whiz, it seems like the logical thing to do, this is your best buddy, there was this trust, there was something of a routine, and you could always depend on him. So when you had the breakup, you were on a Lazy Susan special, and in a spin, and here you are, and you can no longer go back to that old relationship because now he has somebody else in the picture. Now, that could change over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I think if you've really been a good friend, no, regardless, it's going to hold. It's really going to hold. But it changes because he changed his priorities.
Yes.
And you realize that as friends, it wasn't the same being just friends as it was being in a committed relationship. It's a whole different ballgame.
Whole different ballgame, absolutely.
So talk about getting over the habit, because so many men and women, especially women, will say, I'm used to this.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're in utter misery,
yes.
they say, well, you know, at least I know what to expect every morning when I get up. And you go, oh, wah, wah, who needs that?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, I use the expression, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the pain you know is better than the pain you don't. And if you consider that relationships over long periods of time, you know, one, they are habitual. You do get used to it, whether dysfunctional or not. It's comfortable. It's the habit. It's like a drug. And when you remove that drug, now there's the withdrawal. There's
mm-hmm.
the not only the drug itself, but there's the experience that you would have when the drug was present. There was the way that you related to yourself when the drug was present. There's a lot of different things that shift when you just pluck somebody out, and there's this hole that used to be someone who you identified yourself on so many different levels with. So now you're left with, well, how do I identify? Who do I identify? And who am I? And that's a perfect place to be in, but because there's all this uncertainty, you know, and all this fear, and I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going, we do not like to be in that place. So, yes, relationships are like a habit, and we have to give ourselves time to go through that withdrawal process and know that it's okay that, you know, wow, I'm really sad. And like any kind of, you know, even when I got off coffee, I like had extreme headaches for, you know, for a while. Not too long, but, you know, for a while. And I would have these headaches, and I would have to just accept the headache as part of a new way that I'm going to be living and a new experience that I'm going to be having. But you take something out of, you know, my hand or your hand or heart or life, and now you have to deal with the hole that's there and all of the things that have to shift in order for you to move forward.
Now, let's take a couple of words. Reinvention is redefinition. Reinvention is redefinition. To redefine your parameters, your boundaries, this takes being really mindfully present with yourself. And one of the things that you bring out in your book that I think is so true, your mind can hurt you more than anyone else's words ever can. And you said you decided to define yourself, redefine yourself as a free woman.
Yes. I had to redefine the situation. A lot of times we let situations define who we are. So when somebody leaves us, or, you know, there's some betrayal or something like that happens, we let it define us. And usually it's a negative definition. We're stupid. We're not good enough. We should have known. She's younger. She's prettier. She's skinnier. There's this. There's that. So we usually let it chisel away or define, you know, something about us. So it's really important, I found, that you actually take the opportunity to define what it is for you. And once I said, I'm going to define this and create a context for it that empowers me, then I was able to look at it from a completely different perspective. I was able to be real about the fact that I had actually lowered my bar, you know, for what it is that I wanted. You know, at the age of 35, you know, we as women go into this whole panic at 35. We are the ones that are, you know, blessed, you know, with this whole biological clock that puts us into this panic mode at a certain age. And so I just grabbed the closest thing to love, you know, and we did love each other tremendously, but it wasn't the kind of love that I really, really wanted, but it was a safe and comfortable love. Well, so I thought safe. So, you know, you have to take the opportunity to step back and define who you're going to be in this, what all of this was for, and what you're going to take away from it. And the reinvention part comes from the fact that we have to be things and do things and learn to think things that are not in our natural nature to think and do and be. So I had to reinvent. I had to completely from nothing invent ways to be in order to empower myself, because I just wasn't naturally, you know, someone who was so gracious, you know. I wasn't that gracious person, but I had to invent a new level of grace to be able to walk away from this, or I would have been hating him for a long time, and then that would have just kept me in bondage.
That's true, and I wish that more people could understand that, because when you have a disharmony in a relationship, and that relationship is really not going to work, it's okay to release it. And when you can take that positioning of personal responsibility, saying, this is not what's right, it's not healthy, it's not going to work for me, and you have the courage to move forward, it is so important. And yet there is that encouragement, I think, too often in society to put the blame on other people instead of recognizing that if you accept your own power of individuality and choice, that empowers you to be, do, and have what is really right for you. You don't have to compromise. I love this one sentence that you have in here. It says, girlfriend, if you want a Mercedes, get in the Mercedes line and stay there. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth. You know, we talked a week ago, and we had people that were there asking questions and were interacting with us. But the statement was, by you, there are a lot of nice guys. And if, you know, you gals and you guys out there, you think there's not any nice women, get a life, for God's sake, because we've got over 6 billion people on this planet, and believe me, there's got to be at least one or two out of 6 billion, if not 150, that are, maybe more, that you could be very compatible with and could have a good life with. But if you buy into that attitude that everything sucks, using the modern word that the kids just love to use, you're never going to get anywhere. So you have to have that expectation.
Absolutely. And there becomes a sense of value, and you start to realize your value. So here's the thing. If I've heard it once, I've heard it, you know, a million times from women, there aren't any good guys out there. So first, that's your belief. So now you believe in there aren't any. And so, you know, the few, the six that are out there, or the four good guys that are out there now, all of a sudden, we're comparing ourselves to all the other women that we think that those three or four guys in this whole world
mm-hmm.
are going to choose. So here comes this scarcity and this lack, and there's not enough, and I have to, you know, inject this. I have to, you know, take this pill and have this surgery in order to be competitive in the arena of, you know, dating to get one of those three or four guys. When in fact, yes, there are approximately 6 billion people on the planet, and I don't know, let's just say 3 billion of them, just for the sake of ease, are men. And let's just say, you know, how many of those are in North America? And then let's say how many of those are in Seattle? And even if you break it down, you know, a lot of people, you shared a story that, you know, this 82-year-old woman met the love of her life on a plane.
Yes.
He lived, you know, 7 blocks or 7 minutes away from her.
Right.
You know, so it's about opening yourself up to attract. But the minute you get in scarcity and there's not enough, that's why men feel pressured, because you're thinking, you know, do you want me? Am I good enough? You can be saying, hey, pass the salt, but what? But in the background, there's just this sense of franticness and this, am I good enough? Do you want me? You know, I don't want you to slip through my fingers. And I just say to ladies, look, relax. Relax. Really get clear and true to yourself about how great you are. And just relax and let people get to know you without all of the, you know, are you into me? Are you really into me? You know, that he's just not that into you. That whole thing came out, and, you know, my friend was dating, and he was like, wow. I mean, she just came right out on the first date and said, look, I really need to know if you're into me or not, because I don't want to waste any time. He was like, check, please.
That's right.
You know,
why,
relax.
You know, I think that in our fast-paced world today, we have so much bombardment via television shows and everything else, which they have to compress everything into 30 minutes or 60 minutes, and boy, that's the way life is.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't. This isn't a line at McDonald's, thank you very much. And when you're looking, if you're hot to trot and just, you know, want a one-night stand, that's one thing. But if you're looking for that partner, or you want to have that commitment in your life with someone, don't you think it's worth investing in this, for heaven's sakes? Investing in some time?
Yes.
And don't try to focus on things. And I'll tell you what, I really think, Michelle, that a lot of women are to blame for teaching their daughters this type of thing, that, gee, you're over the hill if you're not hooked up with someone by the time you're 21. There are so many myths out there, and I feel that in today's world we're so fortunate because you don't have to get into that situation unless you really want to, and you need to take time to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just learning that maybe they can't even hold a decent conversation, and maybe you go out and all of a sudden you find the guy burps every 16 seconds and you go, good Lord, if I had to live with this, that's probably killing.
Exactly.
You know? And then you may find someone else that's just an absolute sweetheart. But how are you going to know? Sometimes people are shy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes a while to get to know them. And the idea that, hey, something that to me had always been a real turnoff is, gee whiz, we've talked with each other for 30 seconds. You ready to go to bed?
Yeah.
That is so boring. What about finding out interest theories, about having some conversation, getting to know the family, getting the old courting thing? People seem to think that's old-fashioned, but I'll tell you what, lots of times you'll go out with people, and then your friends may say, you know, I know this guy. Are you aware of this, that, or the other? They'll check him out for you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. You know, I think you really brought up a great point. You know, when we we really want to look at, as women, look at and be true to those things that we call deal breakers. You know, I've had deal breakers that I stepped right over after, you know, when I started feeling just desperate enough, or just like I got to make something happen right now. I mean, there's this, you know, I'm running out of time, all of that. Like, we let those things down. We put our standards. We lower our standards. And, you know, just a recent situation for me was, you know, I made a commitment that I would not date a man who had no social life, who had no friends. That's a sign to me.
Uh-huh.
And I do look at parent dynamics, but, you know, that's kind of touch and go. You can't always tell there. It's not always so cut and dry, but certainly for me, someone who doesn't have any real social life, what I found in my long-term relationship was 7 years, I was his social life. And I just totally didn't notice that he had no other friends. I had friends I hung up with all the time, but he really didn't. And so I was his world, and for a long time, that was okay with me. Mm-hmm. But after, you know, we got together, I realized that, you know, I was thinking that, hey, go out and explore yourself and be a better person, because that's kind of how you grow and develop, through the eyes of other people and other connections and interactions. And so when you are alone all the time, to me that's a sign that you're always, you know, you're an island unto yourself, and that means you are pretty shut down in terms of different perspectives, you know, being open and trying new and different things. So, you know, that's just kind of an example of what I mean about, you know, checking what your deal breakers are and what's important to you and why.
I think the question, why are these certain things important, is so significant, and I'll tell you why. Many times people, male or female, will adopt attitudes that other people have told them are important. And they may find, if they're really honest with themselves, some of them might be, and others may not be appropriate for them at all.
Absolutely.
And it's always great if someone's gorgeous or handsome, and you look at them and you say they're eye candy, and that's great. But if you're going to be living with someone day in and day out, I guarantee you there's going to be times where they're not going to look like eye candy.
Right.
They're going to look like something the dog's brought in, and you're going to go, is this what I got? Well, this is life. People get sick. They have hard times. Things go wrong. I mean, we all have off days. So it's being able to deal with those off days.
Yeah.
What
absolutely.
Is it that really is going to make the relationship valuable to you? And what is it that you want in out of the relationship? But also, what are you able to give to the relationship?
And that is very important. And that's why I wrote the book, because I knew that I was at a crossroads, where after this I was so hurt, and I felt so betrayed, and I just kind of lost. I knew that I was at a point in my life where I could either just become that bitter woman and just totally, you know, shut people, specifically men, down, or I could take the value out of this and really create a whole nother opportunity that would not be available if I didn't embrace it and see, okay, now what's going on here, and really look.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm in a completely different space in the world of dating, and just being open. But I really like myself. I don't need anything at this point. It's really a want, and I shouldn't say that. I do need to connect. I think as humans, we all need that connection and that person to witness our victories and our defeats and all those other things. I think that's a need. But I'm not. There's no urgency. So I'm actually free to choose from a place of, oh, I like it, I don't, just like I go to the store. I don't complain, all these jeans in here, gosh, I wanted a pair of slacks, and just get mad about how many pairs of jeans and I can't find a pair of slacks, or I can just go in and not focus on the jeans because that's not what I'm looking for and say, huh, where are the right slacks? Oh, I like those. Okay, those are too long. Oh, those are bell-bottom. Oh, those are tapered. You know, so I can choose from a completely different place when there's not this judgment and scarcity and franticness behind it.
I also think, you've got so many, you talk about healthful habits, and I think that is important. So many times when people go through breakups, they become slobs.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, wait a minute, let me be good to myself, they go down the tubes and maybe they're consuming a quart of chocolate, double chocolate chocolate chip ice cream,
yeah.
You know, with Oreos or whatever else they can get into themselves. But some people don't. Some people, they'll get very, very depressed and then they won't eat. But it's like, well, I'm not going to fix my hair. I'm not going to dress up. You know, I'm not going to do anything. Gee, poor me. We all have to go through that. But the key is the recovery out of that.
Yeah.
And that is taking care of yourself. And that's establishing some boundaries for yourself. Let's address that because you dealt with that.
Yes. You said a perfect word, boundaries. You have to really, and we talked before, too, about redefining and reinventing yourself. You have to take this opportunity for what it is. You know, as an image consultant, I didn't really know. I was an image consultant long before. You know, I launched that company in 2004, late 2004 in Chicago. I didn't know that I would be going to this breakup and write this book and talk about breakups and separation. Well, it turns out that a lot of the clients, you know, due to word of mouth, and women who can understand where, you know, I've been, a lot of the clients that refer to me are women who are going through a divorce or who have just been through a divorce or separation, or I'll call them suddenly single,
mm-hmm.
and now want to create something that, you know, is just a complete departure from the woman that got in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a client recently ask me if I had a screw you package. And I
said,
well, what's that? And I knew exactly what it was, but, you know, I want him to look, and without me saying one word, I just look so great that I'm just saying, hey, screw you. Look
mm-hmm.
at me, you know? And I said, well, I don't have that package per se, but I can definitely create that look for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do have clients who've come through that, and a lot have come through that because they want somebody who both can relate to what they want on the outside as an image, but also know where they are on the inside. So that whole piece of holding it together, you know, and really redefining, reshaping, get back out there and walk, get in the sun. Hard to do here. It's been raining here for 2 weeks now.
I know.
But, you know, get back out there and move your body. That makes such a huge difference. And believe me, I was the one who I was in bed for a long period of time. So my
uh-huh.
girlfriend, you know, came in and just pulled the covers off me and opened the curtains and was like, okay, this is enough. This is really enough. You know, so I think that there's so much value in getting back out there. And it just says, you know what, I haven't given up on me. Pick yourself up. Go out and do something nice for yourself. You know, I don't care if you go to Victoria's Secret, buy some underwear. I don't care if you go out and get a new perfume and some lotion and just, you know, pamper your body. I don't care if you go and just buy a new blouse or just something. Take yourself to a great dinner. Whatever it is, you deserve to get realigned, and you deserve the very, very, very best. And you have to believe that, and you have to show up in the world that way, or you'll just attract the same picture in a different frame.
I like one of your paragraphs in your book, and I know we're just about out of time. Don't trash your ex. You may want to, you may feel you need to, but resist the urge. Gossip and trash talking is an immature way to fight feelings of powerlessness. Even more important, don't trash yourself. Michelle, your book, From Breakup to Wake Up, I think it's just delightful. Michelle Majors has been my guest. Now, for information, you can go to wakeupgirl.com. That's wakeupgirl.com. And if you want to get in touch with Michelle, you'd be able to do that through her website. She is a very lovely woman, a very gracious woman, but she's walked the walk. So this book is not only about her experience, but how she wants to empower you as an individual so you don't have to waste as much time going through the adjustments, because her book has a lot of insights. Hey, guys, it's good for you, too, not just the gal. Michelle, again, thank you so much for being my guest. Her book, From Breakup to Wake Up, a 26-step guide to finding yourself after losing love. This
thank
is Donna
you.
Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Hey, if you want to give me a buzz, this is a great time to do it. Toll-free telephone numbers, if you would like to call in and chat with me, are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also worldwide, including the U.S., 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And all you need to do when you call in, when I answer the line, is just give me your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me tell you what I perceive, and you are welcome then, after I finish, to ask me questions about anything that you like. Now, for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, you are going to have an opportunity to have a full day with me powering up your inner giant, because I'm going to be giving a class called Mind Vision. at the Center for Spiritual Living at 206 North J Street in Tacoma, Washington. And it is $95 for the seminar, but if you register before the 23rd, you'll be able to get it for $85. Reservations are 253-383-3151. This is an interactive seminar, and we are going to serve lunch. So it's just going to be a day where we're going to be able to work to bring out that genius within you and deal with whatever changes you're wanting to grow through and look at what it is you really want to build for yourself. And also we're going to have some time, extra time, working with the expansion of your own intuitive processes. In my class last year that I did, I had so many of the people say, Donna, we'd love to know more about how we can sharpen our intuition. So that's what's going to be going on in the class. Give me a call at my office if you want, if you have any questions, and that number is 800-872-8852, or call for your reservation today, 253-383-3151. Now, if you buy at the door, then it's going to be $95. So it helps us also, too, when you make reservations, because that enables us to plan for the food that we are going to be serving on that day. So that is April the 25th, a Saturday, from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And it's just absolutely going to be wonderful. So I hope you can come. All right, let me let you know about who's coming up next week. We're going to be talking about women's fertility. And I have a gentleman, Terrence Mix, who's just a great guy. We're going to be talking about the price of ovulation. Now, we're going to be going to caller in just a moment. Caller, I'll be right with you. We're also going to be talking about chronic pain and how you can treat yourself. Bernard Schatz is the gentleman who has got so much wonderful information to share about that. Barry Bergman is also going to be with us next week. Nice guys. Hey, they can finish first. You don't have to be a louse in this life to be successful. You can be a good guy and you can make it, or a good gal. Attitudes of Gratitude, M.J. Ryan. This is a reprint. It's the 10th anniversary of this delightful book. And then A Second Chance at Your Dream. Dorothea Hoover Kramer is going to be my guest. What a dynamic week we're going to have next week. So tell your friends and be sure to tune in. Don't forget, you can get them also on the archives. Let's go to our first caller today. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My first initial is C, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Where in Massachusetts?
Outside Boston.
Outside of Boston. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The first thing I'm looking at is that you have a very analytical mind. Now, you've not given yourself a lot of credit for this, but you really do have a way of being able to survey information, evaluate, and then delineate what needs to be done, how things should be put out maybe in different directions. And I think you'd be great in marketing and advertising. I think you have this energy mentally that when you can work with color, style, design, information, you just thrive in it. You just love it. You'd be a good speaker. You are a person that I think someone can throw you into a room that's utterly disastrous and say, fix it up, and you'll just stand there and maybe you go, oh, what have I gotten myself into, and moan and groan, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I got to get this done, and you go and get it done. You're quite an amazing gal, but for some reason you've retreated. You have backed away from really making it okay to put yourself out there in front with people. Now, I'm not quite sure why this has happened with you, but somewhere along the line, you've gotten it into your head that it is inappropriate for you to really promote yourself. I want to say that is totally wrong. You have this enthusiasm and this energy, and I think you can discriminate as to when and where you show your enthusiasm. But that's sort of like an actor or an actress learning how to do a performance on stage. You've seen actors and actresses that have overacted. You've seen them where you go, oh, good grief, they're just overdoing it here. But just keep that in mind. You're learning how to fine-tune yourself. How are you going to learn how to fine-tune if you don't open your mouth and put yourself in environments that allow you to practice? So that's really what you need to look at, hon. And I wouldn't be so concerned about the job market, because you actually have got so many wonderful talents, organizational talents, problem-solving talents. You just need to let people know what you're capable of doing. Take on some challenges. If you want to start out maybe doing volunteer work for an organization and say, hey, let me help you. Don't get pushy or, you know, say, I know better than you do. Just say, hey, why don't you let me just make some suggestions, or would you like for me to take over the job? And then you go and you do it, and everybody goes, oh, wow, how did you do that? But you're very good. You're very good. You should read every book you can get your hands on regarding leadership and management, because that's really where you belong. But it will take practice, and it will take earnest effort, and you will be going back to school. Do you have a question for me?
I do. I've been dealing with some legal issues in terms of some lawyers trying to go after my home. And I have fought them with everything I have. And at this point, I'm a little bit discouraged. And I'm wondering if you can sense whether I should keep fighting or whether I should give up.
Well, I don't think you're going to give up. I think you're a little weary, but I don't think you're going to give up. What I would say to you is this. I think you need some fresh perspective. And the home, let's face it, a house is a house. So there's more here than just the house. There's a lot more behind this. And I know being on the air, that may not be something you'd want to go in depth with, and that's fine, and I respect that. But understand, you need some different perspectives. And if you will get those perspectives from some people other than attorneys, you then will be able to go back and maybe do some brainstorming with some attorneys. But actually, I'm seeing the house pretty much staying where it's going to stay for a while. So it all depends on what you're looking at for an end result. But I think it is worth keeping standing your ground. I think it is something that you are going to be able to resolve in a surprisingly easy way. But there has been a lot of confusion with this, and consequently, you have not seen certain options that are available to you.
Somebody who's actively trying to stop me from seeing those options.
Well, then you need to be able to interact with people that are away from them so you can see what the options are.
I agree, but this person is powerful enough to stop that from happening.
No, they're not. They can't stop you from talking to different people. You just don't broadcast it. You have to think without emotion. This is business. This is business.
Yeah, that's hard.
It is not hard. It is a discipline.
Okay.
All right, now stop and think of a house. A house consists of wood, plaster, drywall, flooring, glass. It could be evaporated in 30 seconds. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So there's more than just the building. There are other issues that are associated with it. And that is why this house has such importance. So you need to look at the core issues. And then you need to be able to talk to some people that are really savvy that can give you the inside scoop on what it is that you're capable of doing. And believe me, there are options. You just need to talk to some people that are knowledgeable. And don't worry about this individual being so powerful. Surprise
them. Okay.
Surprise them. They don't think you have the brains of wheat. Surprise
them. Yeah, that's right.
Okay?
You're wrong, though.
So get your emotions out of this. It's not hard. You can make that shift very quickly.
Okay.
It'll work if you do. If you don't, then you're going to have more tears. But if you can get out of the emotional pit that you've put yourself into, because you think that's what you're supposed to do, then you'll have a rough road. Get out of the emotional pit. You're not 16, you're not 21 years old where you're naive. Correct?
No.
No.
All right. I believe in you. I know what you're capable of doing. Go for it.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. And how'd you learn about the show?
Oh, I listen to you all the time.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I don't often hear from Boston, so that is terrific. Well, thanks, dear.
Okay.
Have a good weekend now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Don't forget, those of you in the Pacific Northwest, I've got this class that's going to be Mind Vision, and it's time to power up your inner giant. This is springtime. It's a good time to do this, and we're going to have lunch, all kinds of good things. Go to my website. Check out the information. My newsletter went out last night on Saturday, April 25th. from 10 to 4. It's a day to invest in yourself. And aren't you worth it? I think you are. So if you want to schedule a reservation, schedule it at 253-383-3151. And if you have any additional questions, give me a call at 800-872-8852. By the way, I want to thank those of you who are sending me such fabulous, fabulous stories. I got one from Gary and Francis, a couple that just keep in touch with me, and they sent me this awesome, awesome story. If you're an animal lover, you're going to love this. And by the way, if you wanted to call in and chat with me, 877-876-5227 is the number, 888-815-9756 is the other toll-free number. This is about Jasmine. This story is so special. In 2003, police in Warwickshire, England, opened a garden shed and found a whimpering, cowering dog. Now, this dog had been locked in this shed and just left abandoned. It was dirty, malnourished, and had been badly abused. Now, the policeman that picked up this dog, this really tore at their hearts. This dog was a greyhound female. They took it to a nearby Nuneaton, Warwickshire Wildlife Sanctuary. Now, this is run by a man named Gough Grucock, and he's known as a man who is happy to take care of any animals that are abandoned. I mean, they can be orphaned, any animals that are in need. It doesn't make any difference what kind of animal. He brings them in. Now, Gough and the other sanctuary staff that he has went to work with this dog, trying to get her back to full health. And greyhounds are beautiful, beautiful dogs and wonderful dogs. And they had to earn her trust, and it took a long time. But eventually, after a number of months, they were able to bring her back to health, and she was totally trusting of everybody there. Now, they called her Jasmine, and they were trying to find an adoptive home for her. And Gary sent me these photos, and oh, I wish I could share them with you. They are just so absolutely gorgeous. This is the sweetest dog, golden in color, great big dark brown eyes. Now, Jasmine was an independent thinker, and no one at the sanctuary remembers how this all started, but Jasmine's on her own started welcoming all animal arrivals at the sanctuary, and it didn't make any difference if it was a puppy, a fox cub, a rabbit, or any other lost or hurting animal. She would peer into the box or the cage, and whenever possible, would lick that animal. And Gough related one of the early incidents. He said, we had two puppies that had been abandoned by a nearby railway line. One was a Lakeland Terrier cross, and another was a Jack Russell Doberman cross. They were tiny when they arrived at the center, and Jasmine approached and grabbed one by the scruff of the neck in her mouth and put him on the settee. Then she fetched the other one and sat down with him, and she cuddled him like she was their mother. And he said, she's like that with all of the animals we bring in, even the rabbits. She takes all of the stress out of them, and it helps them to not only feel close to her, but to settle into their new surroundings. So they got sheets all over all types of furniture, and these photos of this dog, it's just absolutely incredible. It's been done by the Catterick News Agent, Lucy Limited, and they said she's done the same with a fox and badger cubs. She licks the rabbits and guinea pigs and even lets the birds perch on the end of her nose. Now, this timid, abused, deserted greyhound has become the animal sanctuary's resident surrogate mother, and that's what she apparently just lives for. The list of orphaned and abandoned youngsters she has cared for comprises 5 fox cubs, 4 badger cubs, 15 chicks, 8 guinea pigs, 2 stray puppies, and 15 rabbits. Now, to add to this list, there was a roe deer fawn, Tiny Bramble, 11 weeks old. She was found semi-conscious in a field. When she arrived at the sanctuary, Jasmine cuddled up to her to keep her warm and then went into the full foster mom role. Now, she takes care of Bramble, the roe deer, with affection that makes sure that nothing goes wrong. And Gough said, they are inseparable. And the photos of this tiny, tiny fawn with this greyhound is just amazing. And they walk around the sanctuary together. And you know what? As soon as Bramble's old enough, they're going to be returning her to her natural environment. But Jasmine is never going to be a lonely dog because she's so busy taking care of all of these creatures that come in into this sanctuary. absolutely amazing. And when you see them all together, she is a foster mom of foster moms. Don't you just love it? I do. This is Donna Sebo. I know that you have a fabulous weekend ahead of you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Life is filled with grace. All you need to do is be open and receptive to it. Wherever you are, just know that you're here for a special purpose. And your magic that you have to share can only come from you. You've got the magic wand to share it with other people. Enjoy. Have a fabulous weekend. Talk to you on Monday, same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. This is Donna. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.